ABC Radio Australia.
To Vanuatu, where an international team plan to create a crypto paradise. Satoshi Island is set to become a private island run on blockchain technology. But questions remain if the whole project will follow Vanuatu law. I took a closer look.
My name is Dennis Troyak. I've always been a little bit of a crypto entrepreneur, and for the past few years, the focus has been Satoshi Island.
Sydney-sider Dennis Troyak has never visited Satoshi Island in Vanuatu's north, but that's where he plans to create a never-before-seen cryptocurrency hub. As operations and logistics director, he's been involved in the project from the very beginning.
Always sort of joked about, you know, it wouldn't be nice if we had a place of our own.
It all began when a mysterious individual, Mr. Troyak wouldn't tell me who, told him about an idea.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a place of our own where we can pay rent with crypto, go buy groceries with crypto? And one day, once I got contacted and, hey, would you be interested in running operations? You know, what a question. Yes.
And that's how Satoshi Island was born. But what is it? At the moment, it's a small, mostly uninhabited island called Lotaro or Pilote by locals. A jetty and some buildings dot the coast. But for the most part, the island is undeveloped and looks like a thick mass of green forest from the sky.
And we also have a grass-based airfield for small aircraft as well on the island.
James Law's architectural firm, Cybertecture, based in Hong Kong, has been asked to develop the island into Satoshi. He has big plans.
Future modular Satoshi Island houses will be touching the sea, as well as, you know, bigger complexes on the plateau of the island that will form the kind of commercial center of the project, which will be campuses and, you know, crypto company startup centers, etc.
The idea of Satoshi Island Holdings is to create a thriving city populated by crypto enthusiasts. People will be able to buy land on the island as non-fungible tokens, or NFTs. Mr. Troyak says that will also give people from around the world citizenship to the island, recorded on the digital blockchain.
Which is essentially the right to buy a block of land, the rights to build and live on the island. It doesn't represent Vanuatu citizenship in any way. That's a separate thing. But it does give you access to Satoshi Island.
If the team pull it off, Satoshi Island will be the first exclusively cryptocurrency-run island ever. But there are still some challenges to overcome.
It's a new form of doing things now. And from our perspective, it's something that Vanuatu will have to think seriously about.
Vanuatu's Minister of Finance, Johnny Kawanapo Rusau, has been in talks with the team behind Satoshi Island. He says the government has an open mind to the project, but there are still things to work out.
We need to have legislations updated so they can absorb the implementation of cryptocurrencies.
Vanuatu does not recognise cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin as legal tender. But a new law passed last year allows companies to gain special licences so they can deal with crypto assets. The Vanuatu Financial Services Commission provides those licences. Recently, it came out to say that Satoshi Island hasn't been granted one and that it could be a scam. Minister Kawanapo told Satoshi Island in a letter that though he welcomes foreign investment, proper policies around cryptocurrency and blockchain still need to be worked out.
Whether they've secured the land or not, that's something that I need to understand.
Are they moving ahead a bit more quickly than you would have expected?
I would have thought so, because what remains to be done by the government in terms of certain policy aspects of it, in terms of the legislation, the specific legislations and regulations to regulate the the blockchain technology. That's something that the government is yet to fully develop its policies in.
Dennis Troyak says he's confident Satoshi Island will comply with Vanuatu laws.
We feel very strongly that the legislations of the Vanuatu government will come through. It's going to be friendly to us. So we have no issues, you know. And like I said, at this stage, we are building the community. We're not rushing into any sales.
He says 80,000 people have already applied for NFT citizenship on Satoshi. Ellie Rennie is professor from RMIT University and an expert in blockchain technologies. She says connectivity issues means Nivans might face hurdles in being part of cryptocurrency projects like Satoshi Island.
There are all kinds of issues, and Vanuatu is a place where in many villages you'll find lots of people don't have smartphones, so they can't download the apps that enable them to essentially interact using cryptocurrency wallets.
The team behind Satoshi Island remain unfazed. James Law says he hopes to start building homes there in the next 24 months.
I think we are, you know, very, very brave entrepreneurs who are, you know, putting our skills and resources into the project, earnestly trying to make it into something truly special. And then eventually, let's see.